Welcome to Quest. Hey everybody, welcome back to Quest. Good to have you with us again. Intensive learning for a life of faith. Conversations with young people, particularly on the Christian faith, very basics, so they can live really well, confidently, and go about life with joy and peace too. We're in the Lord's Prayer. We're up to the third petition, part three. This is the last of the top three. Like the Ten Commandments, they had the top three commandments that are about our relationship with God. Well, this is kind of the same, the Lord's Prayer. This is the last of the petitions that are directly praying for His kingdom to come, His name to be kept holy, and the rest are about how we live with each other. So, third prayer. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Your will be done everywhere. You know, your will be done. What does it mean? God does the kind and good things He wants for people, even if we don't ask for this to happen. Even if we don't ask, God still is good and does good, because He's good. But in this prayer, we're asking Father, remember, kind and loving Heavenly Father, Abba, Father, Papa, Daddy. Father, do these kind and good things for us too today. Do these things. Do your good work. Do your forgiving. Do your encouraging. Do your calling. Do your enlightening of our mind and our heart by the power of the Spirit as we dwell in your word today. Do all of that for us too. How's He do it? The evil one, the devil, the one called Satan in the Bible, which just means liar or accuser or deceiver. He just loves to tell lies and trick you and make you doubt and destroy faith at any cost. So him, the evil one, is at work. There is evil in the world. It's not some weird hocus pocus thing. There's always been an evil one and he's defeated, but he is not going down quietly. He loves to destroy everything. So him, Satanos in Greek, in the original language, the deceiver, the liar. And then, of course, we battle against what's actually already in us, our broken human image of God. You know, it's a shattered image since way back in the garden. So we can't find God. We can't know God. We struggle to find ourselves and know ourselves. We trick ourselves. So we've got a trickster tricking us from the outside, and we've got a trickster tricking us from the inside. And then there's just people who are really anti-God and anti-faith and Christianity and anti a whole bunch of things. All those three things called the unholy trinity. Well, they want to stop us from keeping God's name holy and bringing good things to say about Him and to let His kingdom come, His kingdom of grace and love and mercy come and have Him rule as our King. They want to stop that. But God breaks their power just by His word. And He also makes our faith in Jesus stronger and stronger as we need. And He helps us to trust God's word, God's promises, God's truth about things as long as we live, every single day as long as we live. This is how God's good and kind will is done. Notice that it's God doing all the heavy lifting. He's the one who has the power and the authority to actually make all the difference. But He chooses to work with us and to partner with us and to include us, which is just a marvelous thing. Yes, your will be done, Heavenly Father, in my day, in my family, in my school, just like you want it to be done. I guess that's pretty much what it means. Okay, catch you next time on Quest. ¶¶